Hello and welcome to episode 22 of Diary of a Common Man. My name is Salim Lalani and thank you for joining me once again. Last week, we made a comparison between how money is handled in Aga Khani Jamaat Khana compared to other religions. This week, we will learn how much money is involved. Do you think it is in millions? Or do you think it is in hundreds of millions? If you think they are in millions, you are wrong. If you think money out of Jamaat Khana is in hundreds of millions, you are wrong. Money coming out of Jamaat Khana, going into a black hole, is in many billions. Whether it is reported to the authorities, we don't know. Nobody knows. Whether it is handled as per the legal requirements of different countries, we don't know. Although we do know one thing for sure, is we are going to find out what happens to the billions coming out of Jamaat Khana. Where does it go and is it handled as per the law of the country? We know Aga Khan talks about ethics, he talks about pluralism, meritocracy, but we are in this series, before this series ends, which is going to be pretty soon, in about a month or two, we are definitely going to reveal the ethics that Aga Khan is talking about. We are going to talk about the pluralism and we are going to talk about how he applies those values in the religious place, spiritual place called Jamaat Khana. But before that, let's do some housekeeping. I wish to make an apology to some of my followers. There is a bit of a confusion and I haven't clarified this one before. On one hand, I say that I don't belong to any religion, but on the other hand, I talk about God. How can I talk about God and His attributes and not believe in religion at the same time? Isn't that confusing? Let me explain. The confusion is happening because to some people, God cannot exist without religion. A big misunderstanding and the lack of our knowledge. What we need to understand, God is independent. In fact, in Islam and in many other religions, God is independent. Independence is one of his attributes, that he is not dependent on anybody or anything. Everything is dependent upon him. That is what the Quran says as well. So let's get this right. God is not dependent on the religions, and he is not even dependent on the people who follow religions. In fact, it is the other way around. We are dependent on him. Okay, so when I use the word him, I don't mean to say he's a male, okay, or a person or anything. At this point in time, we'll not go into that. Who is God is a separate conversation on its own. We'll have it some other time. But we are dependent on God. So what am I trying to say? Is even if we stop following a religion, God is not going to go away. He will remain. In fact, he was there when there was nothing, and he will remain there when there will be nothing left. So religion or no religion, God will exist. Now, to see God, some follow religions, which is a faith-based system. Others follow what is called a knowledge-based system, which is called a spiritual path. And yet another other people follow what is called a karma yoga. So they believe in your actions to reach God. But we'll talk about all that some other time. But I hope that I have now clarified that you can talk about God without religion. Yeah, but we cannot talk religion without God. Last week I was talking about how an Aghakhani murid pays money from cradle to grave. But a caller has reminded me to tell me that even after grave, he will not stop paying money to Aga Khan. He is buried 6 feet deep and he will not stop paying money to Aga Khan. He will actually call his relatives from there and say to them, I want to become a member of a particular religious meeting which is called a majalis. And the member will pay thousands for the upliftment or the salvation of that particular soul. So money will not stop going to Aga Khan even if you are dead. I recently received a call from a very upset Aga Khani murid. He had a problem with me raising this issue of money and Jamaat Khana. He suggested Aga Khan has a right over the money. What is my problem? When I asked, why do you think he owns the religious due? And he said, because he is Ali. He is a divine guide appointed by God. And I decided to talk about that in this issue, this episode. We have discussed earlier that Aga Khan is very unlikely to have anything to do with Maula Ali. Even if he is Maula Ali, let's assume he is, Aga Khan would be the last person to own the money, because there are at least two reasons. One is the Quran does not nominate Maula Ali or the Holy Prophet himself as the beneficiary of the religious dues. They could only take the Prophet or whoever is handling the money, they could only take enough if they were working for Islam and according to the divine mandate. Okay, but they never owned the money. Okay. Second reason is, apart from being the first Shia Imam, Maula Ali was one of the four legitimate caliphs of Islam. Despite being a caliph, many historians have noted that he drew income from the state purse only equal to that of a common man. Yes, a king is drawing only enough income to live like a common man. Have you heard of this before? Ate simple food, he dressed like a common man, and more to the point, he allowed the state treasury to receive and distribute zakat and other religious dues as per required by the divine law. Does Aga Khan do that? No. By the way, who is the beneficiary of the funds collected in Jamaat Khana? Is it the poor? Is it the needy? Or is it Aga Khan? Or is it his leadership? Or is it a mix of both? This is a question we will deal with in greater detail in the future episodes. How much money does Aga Khan receive, or his system receive? $1 billion question, literally. Let's get into it. I already have said, it is not in millions, it is not in hundreds of millions, it is in billions every single year. Now, Aga Khanis always rave about how much Aga Khan spends on humanity. They keep telling me, can't you see how many schools, how many hospitals, how many charitable organizations Aga Khan is running, and you are only accusing him of taking money? Can't you see all this? And today, once and for all, we are going to talk about Exactly that. Aga Khan spends on humanity is an illusion, and we will prove that. But how much does he receive is a question. How much does Aga Khan receive is a question which is very carefully and deliberately avoided by Aga Khan and his system. But today, let's lift the veil over the issue. Harry Greenwald was the author of the book, The Aga Khan, Imam of the Ismailis. Aga Khan, that is Imam Sultan Muhammad Shah. And it was written more than 100 years ago. Here is an extract from that book. Among those people, that is the Murids, are some extremely rich people and some miserably poor. One may disregard for the moment the monies raised on His Highness's diamond and the golden jubilee. Let's concentrate only on the ordinary tributes. The very poor perhaps give copper annas, which is few cents. But the rich and the very rich give large checks, sometimes for as much as 1,000 pounds. But if 10 million people pay a yearly tribute of 5 shillings only, one sees at once that here is already 50 million shillings, and 50 million shillings amount to 2.5 million pounds. So if quite reasonably one multiplies either the number of followers, bringing the figure nearer to His Highness's own estimate, or alternatively increases the estimate of the yearly personal tribute, which one has every right to do so, the total reached is colossal, even without taking into account the income received under other headings. Yes, and that is the case with the current Aga Khan as well. Only the 1,000 pound contribution per annum we will apply in dollars in our calculation in this day and age. Let's understand how much this colossal amount is in 21st century. In answering this question, I have some good news for you, and unfortunately I've got some bad news for you. I always believe in giving the bad news first. Bad news is, owing to top level secrecy, no one knows for sure how much money does Aga Khan get, or his system gets from his system. No one knows. And that includes me, and it includes your local president. Good news is, it is possible to give you a fair idea. And the reason why it is possible to give you a fair idea, because the person speaking to you right now has actually counted this money in Sydney Jamaat Khana. Now, I know Sydney Jamaat Khana may not represent an average Jamaat Khana around the world, but we'll get around to that issue a little bit later. Let us use the methodology used by Harry Greenwald. If A is equal to Aga Khan following, B is equal to average dollars each murid pays. If we knew the values of A and B, and if we were to multiply the following with the average dollar received by each murid, we will get that mysterious amount that we are looking for. We know the value of A. The following of Aga Khan is 15 million, according to Aga Khan himself. Okay, he has never denied. In an interview, I remember very clearly that the person said that you are the Imam of 15 million Ismaili Muslims, and he said nothing. All right. So he acknowledges that there are 15 million followers. But how do we know the value of B? How do we know what an average murid pays? Here is how. It's only a suggestion. Collection of each Jamaat Khana session is handed to the Mukhi, who then hands it over to the counting committee. The money is counted and bundled in money counting room, where access is only allowed to committee members who have sworn to maintain secrecy. Once the money is bundled, it is deposited in a safe and everyone goes home. When there is no one around, a mysterious figure enters the room, takes the money and disappears into a dark night. This reminds me of a scene from a Sherlock Holmes movie where a man in the dark coat and a hat in a dark night appears and then disappears. We will discuss in detail where does this man in the black coat go and what happens to that money. But let's come back to the dollar value of the Muri's contribution. Having counted the money myself, I know for a fact that as of 2014, Sydney Jamaat Khana approximately sent $1 million to the Imam annually. Our population was about 700 people at that time. $1 million divided by 700 is $1,428 per person. Now, this is Australian dollars. At current rates, if we should convert the Australian dollars to US dollars, it works out to be roughly about $1,086 per murid. Now, let's round it up. $1,000 per murid. Let's go with the figure $1,000 US per murid is the value of B. B multiplied by A, which is the following, is equal to $15 billion. I know many people will have their own views on whether $1,000 is realistic or not per annum per murid, given there are poor people in India and in Pakistan and some parts of Africa. But again, there are filthy rich people there in those countries, and there are lots of rich people in the Western countries. But let's go for $1,000, otherwise we'll never progress. Now, this figure of $1,000, it seems realistic to me, because not only am I a witness to the fact that that 1,000 American dollars is given by a person, each person in a Jamaat Khana, and 15 million is accepted by Hazar Imam, the Aga Khan, as his own following himself. So, based on those two facts, I would say that $15 billion is a reasonable amount. Now, it is this 15 million that Aga Khan followers do not want to talk about. What they want to talk about is how much Aga Khan spend on the humanity. And unfortunately, if you were to ask them, how much does Aga Khan spend in dollar terms, not one person will tell you that, not one. But everybody will rave. They will say, oh, Aga Khan runs schools and hospitals. How are those hospitals run? How corrupt they are? Does Aga Khan work or manage or operate these hospitals and schools on a charitable basis? If Aga Khanis think like that, they are under a very big misunderstanding. Because in our next episode, we will talk about how these institutions work. Ginans, as you know, are devotional songs which are used to indoctrinate people into believing Aga Khan is God and he owns your money, a part of your money. One such Ginan, a very popular Ginan, which I used to sing myself in my time, is called Saheb Ji Tu More Man Bhave, which means, O Aga Khan, O Maula Ali, I love you. In this Ginan is a verse which actually says, E ji je je mangu te tu hi deve, eva eva lad ladave, Saheb Ji Tu More Man Bhave. This means, O Imam, O my Aga Khan, O my Lord, O my Ali, whatever I ask for, you give. And you spoil me so much. O Aga Khan, I love you. So the Aga Khan murid saying to the Imam, "O Imam, you give whatever I ask for." Now, let's keep the poetry aside. What do they actually mean? In reality, has Aga Khan given them whatever they've asked for? Or is it the other way around? In reality, has Aga Khan received or given? Aga Khan is on the receiving end, or Murid is on the receiving end? In the Ginan, the Murid is saying, "I am on the receiving end." But in reality, it is the Aga Khan that is on the receiving end. And he admits it, that "I am on the receiving end." All these intelligent people in the Jamaat Khana, educated people, progressive people, one, only one, come in front of me on this channel and say to me, what have they received from Aga Khan? Only one out of 15 million intelligent, educated, progressive people, one, come forward. All the scholars that cannot relent talking about Aga Khan in the Jamaat Khanas like cowards and on internet, faceless people, I say to you, come forward. Come on my channel and tell us, what did you receive from Aga Khan? I will say to you, zero. Come forward and repeat the Ginan on my channel. I will even allow you to sing the Ginan and then tell us, what did Aga Khan give you? I am absolutely sure not one person will come on my channel. And that should be enough evidence for you that there is a lot going on that they want to hide. This is potentially one of the biggest scams you've ever heard of. And if I'm wrong, I would like somebody to come forward and correct me. And the reason, let me tell you the reason why they will not come forward, is because it is always a one-way street. We just discussed, he receives, or the system receives, $15 billion at least per annum. Now, because the murids will not come on my channel, being an ex-murid, I can confirm myself in my days, throughout my whole life, through the thick and the thin, I never got anything, zero, jil, zilch, nothing, and no murid ever got. And even if they got some grocery vouchers, even if they got some little help here or there, if you were to compare that with $15 billion, you can easily ignore it. Is so negligible. As a matter of fact, whenever murids have got in financial trouble, murids like me, common people like me, have bailed them out. I have done it myself on a couple of occasions on a very small scale, but I know of people who have contributed larger amounts, and these people are ordinary people. And these people have bailed the murids, and I am a witness to that fact in the Jamaat Khana over 37 years in Sydney Jamaat Khana. I am also a witness to the fact that Aga Khani Council refused to help. Yes, I am a witness to that fact as well. And when they refused, ordinary people like you and me, we stepped in. But it is this very people. Get this. Can you understand this? It is these very people who sing the Ginan, "Oh Aga Khan, you give me everything." Where they know that when they got in trouble, Aga Khani system had nothing to do with them. In fact, I was in trouble in 2011. Deep financial trouble in 2011. Nothing. And I was a very staunch Aga Khani murid. I asked in my prayers, "Oh Aga Khan, give me something. Oh Aga Khan, save me." So, what do these people mean? What do they mean when they say, "Oh Aga Khan, you have given me everything that I asked for." What do they mean? We know he never gave money to the murids. He received money, big money. So do they mean Aga Khan gave them unity within the family? Did he? If you are an Aga Khani, just look around you. How many relatives do you get along with? Do they mean Aga Khan resolved their difficulties? You don't have to go very far. During current COVID pandemic, what did Aga Khan do? So many murids died painfully. What difficulty did he resolve? And to add insult to the injury, the man actually says, "Go and get your vaccination done." What a great leader. What solid advice. Go and get your vaccination done. Can you ever imagine anybody giving that kind of advice to anyone? Do these Aga Khanis mean that Aga Khan gave them good health? In my Sydney Jamaat Khana, 3 Aga Khani Muris have recently died of cancer, and their age was under 50 years of age. They all died out of cancer. What good health are you talking about? Oh Aga Khan, give me good health. In fact, I received a very, I don't know how to describe that call, but this call I received only a couple of days ago, and it's about an incident that happened in India during the COVID pandemic. You know that during COVID, the Jamaat Khanas, like everything else, are closed. What does that mean to the Imam and to the money? Jamaat Khanas are closed. Money. What does it mean? No money. Can the system survive without money? So, this is what happened in India, according to this caller. A murid called Hussain Bhai Marfatia, if I'm getting the name right, Hussain Bhai Marfatia, receives a call from an Aga Khani official during the COVID, okay? And the officer suggests to Hussain Bhai that it's not a good idea to keep dasan money at home, and suggested that Hussain Bhai bring the money to the office and receive a special blessing for current COVID pandemic. May Mola save everyone from COVID. Now, they knew Hussain Bhai is a very, very good murid. Hussain Bhai actually arrived at the Aga Khani office in Mumbai and with a bag full of money. In fact, it was 5 lakh rupees in dasan. And he received the blessings from the official. He received the blessings. May Mola get rid of this COVID for all our murids. Within 1 week, Hussain Bhai died himself out of COVID. That's all for this week. Next week, we will talk about ethics, pluralism. We will also talk about the ethical system of Aga Khan. Does it declare the religious revenue to authorities as charity? Is the money handled as per the legal requirements? Is money laundering involved? If so, how does money laundering work? Until then, take care of yourself and goodbye.